Florida's Haitian immigrants are getting a six-month reprieve on deportation orders. Advocates are claiming a small victory, but the timeline falls short of what many hoped for. Some are worried the community's special status may be coming to an end. I'm Kate Payne. In a storefront church just a few blocks from the state capitol, a couple dozen worshippers pray and sing in Creole and French. This is the Église Bateau de l'Évangile de Jésus-Christ.
It's a French name. It's translated as the boat, church boat of Jesus Christ.
Hughes Balde is the pastor here.
Everybody call me Balde.
He says God led him away from a high-paying job in New York to create a church and a new home for the Haitian community in North Florida. Now he's hoping for more divine intervention, this time for immigrants who fled the island country after the 2010 earthquake.
They lost everything when the earthquake happened. You know, if you go to Haiti, it's still like, you know, like a desert. You know, right now it's flooded. Problem after problem. There's no such thing as Haiti recovery.
After the disaster, the federal government let about 58,000 Haitian immigrants settle and work legally in the U.S. About half came to Florida. They're allowed to stay until the country is ready to take them back. Now the Trump administration is implying that time has come. Balde isn't in the program, but he has family members who are.
Listen, is the stress on those people right now is unbelievable.
The administration is extending the Temporary Protective Status, or TPS, program for another 6 months. But that timeline falls short of the 18 months advocates hoped for.
What about those who have kids born here? So they have to leave the kids. If the kids are underage and the parents have to be deported, what are they going to do?
Democrat Daphne Campbell represents Miami's Little Haiti community in the Florida Senate. Critics say the program is designed to be a temporary fix, not a long-term solution. And she wants to reform TPS, too.
A long-term goal to me is to give them amnesty or give them green card. And I think that's what we all should voice for, to get a long-term goal for these people who've been waiting for so long.
Haiti is in no condition to take them back.
That's State Representative Al Jaquette of West Palm Beach. He's inviting lawmakers to see the country firsthand.
I am opening the door to anybody who wants to go to Haiti, especially from the administration. I am willing to go with them. I can interpret. I can show them around. But what's important is that they see firsthand what is going on in Haiti.
Governor Rick Scott wants the administration to extend the program, too. He met with Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly before the decision came down.
I mean, this is a federal issue. I brought it to the attention of the federal government. And, you know, one of the frustrating things, you know, as governor, you don't have any control over immigration policy.
Back at the church, Balde says deporting some 58,000 people en masse could undo the progress Haiti has made. According to the World Bank, 25% of the country's GDP comes from remittances, expats sending money to family and friends back home.
People are living on $50 a month in Haiti. So that $50 will not be able to be, you know, sent to Haiti. If they keep deporting 60,000 people, that's a lot of people.
If Balde's sister is deported, her kids might have to drop out of college too. It would be up to him to provide for them, as well as his father, sisters, and cousins who are already in Haiti.
I would be affected too. You know, those people now, they support themselves and other people in Haiti. Now, I would have to support them and other people in Haiti.
In the meantime, he says he'll keep praying. If the administration doesn't extend the program again, deportations could begin in January of 2018. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.